Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's show, I want to talk about the reality that panic attacks won't make you go crazy. This is a big question that comes up all the time, and I certainly struggled with thinking that those panic attacks were a sign that I was crazy, and they're not, and they won't make you go crazy. So let's talk about it. What happens is that when we are overstimulated, sometimes we get an additional fear, which is the fear that we're going to lose control of ourselves. And that to us is a person who's gone crazy. You know, we see it in our culture. We see it out in the world that people are doing things that they don't seem to have control over themselves. And we wonder, is that our fate? Is that what's going to happen to us? Because we are having these fierce feelings of losing control. But the reality is that we are not losing control. Most people who have anxiety are on the other end of the spectrum. There is an over-control. There is an over-caring about what we're doing and how we're doing it. Of course, that is exactly where anxiety would latch on and hook us, is that we're going to lose that. We're not going to have control of ourselves. So that is extra anxious thinking, this idea that we're going to totally lose control of ourselves. So when our body is overstimulated like that from our stress hormones and all of those being released, the two ones that we talk about most commonly and most well known are adrenaline and cortisol. When they are racing through our body, flooding us with these hormones, that extreme feeling of it can be called a panic attack. And your body can only maintain that level for so long. There's only so much stress hormone that your body can release, and only so many symptoms that you can have in that period of time. And so we want to remember when we're having a panic attack, or we want to remember this actually before, but remind yourself during the panic attack that it can only go on for so long. There's only so much stress hormone that can be released and so many symptoms that can happen all at once. It doesn't continue forever. But that's the feeling when we're in it, is this is it. This is my life. This is who I am. This panic attack. And it isn't true. It's going to happen. It happens very strongly, but just like a wave, it comes on strong, it washes over you, and it recedes again. We feel out of control, and we feel so out of control that you think your mind is doing its own thing and that you don't have any control over it. And I love this, because who is my mind and who am I thinking that the mind is doing something? So this is not the same thing as going crazy. But the fear is that we are going crazy, that they're going to lock us away. And this is just anxiety. This is the overstimulation, the oversensitization of the stress hormones that I just talked about. This is not going crazy. This is not losing touch with reality. These are symptoms and sensations that happen from an overstimulated nervous system. And no one has ever gone crazy or been locked up in an institution from anxiety. People have actually gone to the hospital many, many times. A lot of my clients and a lot of the people in the free Facebook group are talking about how many times they have gone to the ER And they've gone to a institution, so to speak. They've gone for medical attention with their anxiety, and they don't keep them. There's nothing to keep them. You are sent home. If you were going crazy and if you were off the edge and out of touch with reality, you would be taken to social services, to mental health section of the hospital, and been able to be looked at there. But everybody that I've talked to that shows up at the hospital in the ER with their panic attack, with their anxiety, they spend more time in the waiting room waiting to be seen than they spend with the doctor or afterwards, because there is nothing happening short of having an anxiety attack. And they are often sent home with the diagnosis of this is anxiety. You know, they were worried about other things, physical things and mental things. So just because you're anxious and you feel like you're going crazy, remind yourself that if you have anxiety, you are not, this is not the falling off the edge of the earth kind of mental issue. You know, psychotic episodes are real, and they happen to various people for various reasons, but the individual does not realize that they're having a psychotic episode. Whereas with the anxious person, like I said earlier, you're over conscious of what's happening to you. You're over concerned about what's happening to you. That is not losing touch with reality, but the psychotic episode is that they do not realize that this is happening to them. So a person with anxiety, with concern, and more anxiety over going crazy is actually a good flagging that you are not undergoing a psychotic episode. The best way to deal with your anxiety is by understanding what it is, where it comes from, how it manifests in your mind and your body, and how you can work your way out of it. Understanding it is an amazing way to actually find your way out of it. You know, it's just educating yourself on it. And that's what we do here on these podcasts. I'm hoping that you are getting more education and feeling like you're understanding it more. And this is the best way for you to deal with it. And if you want more, obviously you can be in touch in the free Facebook group. You can talk to people in there. You can join any of our coaching options. But dealing with your anxiety is the best way to do that is to actually learn more about it, to educate yourself on it and understand what's happening. Because when you know, it kind of puts your mind into, like, your anxiety goes like, uh-oh, they're on to me. So learn what you can. Keep coming back and listening. I hope that these are helpful to you. Sometimes we need to put our feelings in order. And when we do that, it's kind of like knowledge. We want to have knowledge of what anxiety is doing to us, and kind of having the understanding of what is true over what we're feeling, because those feelings tell us that we're in danger, but often we're not in danger. What we are is we're feeling our hormones of stress racing through our body. But we want to come back to the truth. And that's a great place for your journal, right? You can write these out. Is it true? Ask yourself, is it true that I cannot drive on that highway between this exit and that exit? It's a common one that I'm hearing a lot of lately. But is it true? Is it true that I can't do that? Or is it just that I have a feeling of being trapped on the highway? It's a great way of using your knowledge of anxiety and understanding that when I am stressed and feeling trapped, that I believe that I cannot do a certain thing, but it isn't true. And so being able to write these things down in a journal can be helpful because you can go back and look at them again. And you can go back when you have accomplished what you thought you couldn't, and you can write it down. You can say, I did it. Give yourself a star. Journals are kind of fun because they're just for us, and we can doodle. We can give ourselves a real gold star. But just remember, you want to know what is true over what you are feeling. Remember, the overstimulated nervous system is not telling us the truth. It, you know, anxiety lies. It's scared. It's frightened. It's trying to get to safety. It'll do anything to get to safety. So it can't be really working on what is real and what is true. So the overstimulated nervous system probably should not be paid too much attention to. You want to get yourself back calm again before you make any big decisions. And just because you feel these symptoms doesn't make them true. I spoke in another podcast about the work of Dr. Sarno and how symptoms can come. You know, just because your foot hurts doesn't mean that there's something organically wrong with it, or that it's broken, or that you have some horrible inflammation. It actually can just be your mind, your anxiety, your stress that could be causing that pain. So same thing with our symptoms from our anxiety, our thinking from our anxiety. Just because we're thinking this anxious thought doesn't make it true. So some of the best things to do is to keep yourself grounded in reality. And during an anxiety attack, bring yourself back into your body. Ground yourself in. Where are you? Talk to someone. Notice your surroundings. Remember that this too shall pass, that it is like a big wave in the ocean. It may even knock you right down, but it's going to recede. It's going to go back out again. So find yourself in the present moment. And this is a good time to use your technology. Look at your phone. Maybe answer an email. Read something, read a blog post, have something that brings you back into the moment and grounds you in a place that you are comfortable. And usually people are very comfortable with their smartphones. So let's just go there for now. Let's use them to help us, right? Yes, just find a way to get yourself grounded and get comfortable. Obviously, you want to keep yourself educated on what a panic attack really is, what's going on with it. You want to have people that you can talk to about them. And so I would say to get involved in the Anxiety Coaches Podcast free Facebook group. There's a lot of people on there, a lot of wonderful community support, and I try to jump in there and give a hand when I can. And if you want personalized instruction, if you want real group coaching, you can join some of our other programs too. Just go to our website to check those out. But you want to be sure to examine your lifestyle. You know, we have a lot of podcasts on these ideas: exercise, healthy eating, meditation. It's important to be able to do relaxation practices in moments when we are not in panic. We want to be able to do these as a regular daily routine so that when the stress comes up, that we remember how to go there easily, that we can take our high anxiety down a notch, or just remind ourselves that this will pass and then I will be okay. And you want to focus on your external environment when you're in a panic attack. And you also want to be able to do some deep belly breathing. You know, I call it the Buddha belly breathing, and I'll be going over that in our bonus class in our group coaching membership that's coming up. We're going to do a webinar, a little special bonus class on meditation, and I'm going to be discussing the Buddha belly breathing in there. So remember that anxiety is not giving you a place to think true thoughts. We have many, many thoughts that go through our heads, and we want to be able to discern what is truth and what is anxious thinking or what is an intrusive thought. So anxiety doesn't tell us the truth, and it takes control of our thoughts when we're spinning with panic. Once you get the idea that these thoughts and experiences are not true, you begin to be able to relax and come back to your calm, peaceful center much more quickly and easily. And this comes from repetitive thinking about this, from telling ourselves over and over again, this too shall pass. Anxiety is not telling me a truth. All my thoughts are not always true. We have to do this over and over again. And it's okay, because once you're out of it, once you have implanted these new ideas, and they are just as deep or deeper than the anxious thinking and the anxious feelings, you've got it for life. So it is well worth the time and well worth the effort to do the practices that will bring your attention to the idea that anxiety isn't telling me the truth. All my thoughts are not real. All my thoughts are not true. I can let them pass by. When I'm in a panic attack, all of it seems so big. The symptoms and the sensations feel like they will last forever. Again, that is just another lie that the moment of stress is saying to your mind. And now for today's quote. The best cure for the body is a quiet mind. And that's from Napoleon Bonaparte. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.